I support the Second Amendment. I purchased a gun when I was a young man. I've been a hunter pretty much all my life.
Can I get me a hunting license here?
I'm not a big game hunter. I made it very clear. I've always been, if you will, a rodent and rabbit hunter, all right? Small varmints, if you will.
You better say your prayers, you flea-bitten varmint!
Now, back to Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi. 95.9 WATD.
And we are back. We want to thank Sheriff Joe McDonald for joining us. I actually had somebody sending me a question. They wanted me to ask the sheriff about a mobile shooting range. Perhaps next time the sheriff is on, I know that he likes to come on every 5 or 6 weeks and we talk about what's going on, some of the programs that he's involved with. So please be sure to tune in for that. And check out this podcast when we put it up. Moving forward, we have somebody who is going to be joining us for a few moments to talk about a book and even an event that they're going to be a part of this coming October 6th. I think I'm saying her name right. Gina Fava, who is the author of the ebook, The Race, a Hell Ranger Thriller. Gina, are you there?
I am here. Hi, Kevin.
Did I say your last name correctly?
It is Gina Fava, just like the fava bean, yes.
Ah, just wanted to make sure.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I have to ask you, first and foremost, what piqued your interest in becoming an author and in writing a book?
Well, I always love to write. I always love to read thrillers, and many books inspire me. Stephen King and Dean Koontz among them, Clive Cussler, Matthew Riley. It's just always been a passion of mine, and my husband and I met in Rome, during college many years ago, and a lot of events during that time inspired the book itself, which is based in Rome, as well as my love of Formula One racing, and the two together basically formed a really fun thriller, I think.
I have to say, my co-host Joe Rossi, you actually piqued his curiosity.
Well, that's great.
Because Joe likes NASCAR, and he likes stuff like, you know, race car driving.
Love
so
it.
When you had mentioned that, you kind of, you know, caught him off guard.
Huge NASCAR fan.
Talk to us about the book. This isn't set in modern day, is it not? It's back. AD.
No, that was basically the opening of the book, the intro.
It is
a modern-day thriller. It takes place in present day, and what has happened is a Formula One racer, he's a champion, he's gone through the whole circuit, and he's at the top of his game. He lives in Rome, present-day Rome, with his family, and a terrorist from his past has come and abducted his son and taken over Rome, and basically the thrill is really to find out what happens and to take this villain down.
How much research did you have to do in order to put something like this together?
There was a considerable amount of research, to be honest with you. I mean, my passion for Rome is there, but my husband and I returned quite a few times. We're in the wine business as well, so every time he would go back to kind of hunt down some wines, I would kind of tag along for what I would call research. But it's the pure love of Rome, and just kind of finding really great places to. Plant bombs, fiction-wise, of course.
Yep.
Find great places to pique readers' interests, I think. It's the Formula One aspect, actually. One day we had visited Monte Carlo and walked down those streets, not when the race was going on, mind you, but the love of Formula One started then, and we just kept watching racing as well as NASCAR. It's really for any kind of race lover.
Now, I have to ask, see, writing a thriller, something with involving action, and of course, the payoff is at the end as to why the villain is, you know, usually there's a hero at the end. Is there a hero at the end of?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's definitely, my protagonist, Devlin Lucchese, goes through a tumultuous time, but a lot of the main story thread, aside from the high action, I think, is really his reliance on his Hellranger crew, which is his pit crew, as well as his military buddies that really help him get through the things that he has to in order to overcome considerable obstacles related to this villain and the crew that he's put together.
Now, what did it take to come up with a villain and some of the attributes that a villain would have that would be formidable to, you know, your main character.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you look into the newspaper, and there are a lot of villains out there these days.
That's
and,
true.
And you kind of stretch the imagination to make them even bigger and wiser, and but at the same time, give them something that makes them human. I mean, we all start out that way, but what is it that makes us good? What is it that makes us bad is really what makes us interesting. So it's really kind of a process through the book to find out what makes this villain quite so terrible, and why is it that he is still preying on this race car champion?
And is it wrong to say that Devlin kind of leads a double life?
Oh, definitely. He is a covert agent. You know, he's known to the world as the Formula One champion, but right. His family and friends know him as ex-military, but currently working as a Hell Ranger that really goes throughout the world taking care of these missions now undercover. So it's a good way for him to get around the world and accomplish his missions, but at the same time have some fun.
Now, why an ebook? Now, do you have a hard copy and ebook, or
I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much for mentioning that I do. It is available on wherever ebooks are sold.
Correct.
And the print edition as well is available in independent bookstores as well as online. So it's at your disposal.
Now, I noticed that part of the scheme in this is Islamic extremists. Does that seem like the most timely? We look at today's world and some of the things that we're dealing with in today's media.
And there's a lot of storylines to go with all of those.
It's true. It is true that it seems like it's something that's in the newspaper right now. But if you look back to, you know, decades gone by, unfortunately, we've had terror threats in our country and around the world for decades now, at least, and possibly, you know, definitely relating to Islamic radicalists. But the fact that they did have, unfortunately, everything to do with 9/11 and with the Boston Marathon just as recently as April, it's something that we're still dealing with today. But I think that's what makes this villain interesting is just his take, his perspective as well. And how it's not only just the heroes in fiction, but as well as the people in our own military that really keep us safe from these people.
No, it's interesting because, as you mentioned, that like right before 9/11, the movie Some of All Fears began filming based on, you know, a nuclear device that detonates in Baltimore, based on Islamic terrorists before 9/11 happened, and it was filmed about I think a year before then, based on, you know, Islamic terrorists. So this has been, you know, to kind of base your the villain here on those characters has always, I think, within the last 30 years been a timely and appropriate type of villain.
I think so. I think books, as you mentioned, Tom Clancy and just so many writers have delved into terrorism and the impact that it has, not only on the world, but just on a personal basis. And unfortunately, there are many out there who can relate to it. And to find someone who you know, possibly might have answers on how to deal with such situations is something that I think readers still find very interesting and, as you said, timely.
Is this now, tell us, how many books have you written to date?
To date, this is my very first one. This is my debut novel.
Wow.
The good thing is it's the first in a series, and I hope to release the next one late next year. There is another that I have written entitled The Sculptor, which is ready to go for spring next year, which is an entirely different story. It's more of a mystery suspense versus an action thriller. But they're both based in Rome, honestly.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a great love of Rome, but the thing is, they're Americans that are dealing with these issues, so it kind of gives you both perspectives.
I guess I would ask you is how has the book been received? How well has it been doing? What's some of the feedback you're hearing?
The feedback has been, I'm overwhelmed and I'm blessed. I'm so grateful to the readers who have reviewed it, who have sent me honestly, emails and things on my blog that have just been so heartwarming to me, because I find that it's not just the fact that they enjoyed the action scenes, but they really related to some of the family, speaking to the loyalty to family issues that resonated with them. And it was something that I was glad that they really got in touch with, because it was something that I wanted to hopefully have them feel. So it's been great. Thank you.
Now, from what I understand, there's an event coming up on October 6th that if folks want to meet you or find out more about the heritage, like being an Italian-American.
It's a great event that I'm so proud of. It's part of the Italian-American Cultural Organization, yep, in Braintree, Massachusetts. So it's right there in the middle of the South Shore, and it is open to the public. It is Sunday from 1 to 5. It's right at Archbishop Williams High School, and the tickets are available at the door. You can go to the town hall and get them. It's basically featuring singers, storytellers, dancers. There's a Taste of Italy. You can go and just get a little taste of the restaurants in the area, whether it's Quincy or the North End or anywhere on the South Shore. There'll be authors like me who will be there signing books. There'll be other vendors of Italian pottery, things like that. So it's really an immersion in Italian culture, which is what we're calling it, and it should be a lot of fun.
Now, if folks want to look for the book, I would imagine that it's in all brick and mortar and Amazon.com, anywhere that you can get a book?
Absolutely. Amazon.com, you'll find the ebook and the print. You'll find it at Barnes & Noble. Any ebook site that you go on, any independent bookseller in the area, feel free to ask for it. It should be there. And you can go on my website as well at GinaFava.com and find more information, whether on the book, the future book, any other events that I have coming up. And, you know, just to send me a note, let me know what you think of the book. I'd love to hear from you. And I appreciate the support, as I said, of the South Shore and of WATD. I really appreciate the call today and being able to speak with your listeners.
And I have to ask, so I got to think the next step you're hoping for, seeing you're already plotting out your next books, is hopefully somebody might want to, you know, maybe write a screenplay or might want to turn it into a movie. Is that something that goes through your head, that maybe somebody might get captivated by your book? And
I know I would love the idea, and it's funny because there have been readers that have approached me and said, oh, this would be the perfect person to play this or whatnot, and I would love to see it on the big screen. I actually have a video trailer that, you know, kind of resonates as far as any kind of a movie trailer sort of thing, but I'm open to anything. It's a fun book. It's got heart, and I think a lot of your readers would enjoy that.
She is Gina Fava. She is the author of The Race, a Hell Ranger thriller. One more time, folks want to find out more about you, your website, Gina?
It's www.ginafava.com.
And we will look forward to talking to you real soon.
Thank you so much.
You got it.